At AngiesList.com/Amber, you can find thousands of unbiased ratings on services for your home improvements, car repairs, and even doctors. When you use promo code AMBER, you will save 25% off your subscription. It used to be difficult to find service providers you can trust, but not anymore thanks to AngiesList.com/Amber. So visit AngiesList.com/Amber today and save time and money.
It's time to kick it off, yeah. It's time to do it right. Amber May Show is here with topics you like. Out in the desert where the sun gets hot. So drop on into that Amber May spot.
Thank you for joining me today on the Amber May Show. I'm Amber May. And I just want to say thank you for tuning in today and giving me a chance to hear my heart and what God had actually put on my heart. And I'd also like a request. I want to see this radio program grow, but it's going to need partners for it to grow. So if you are in any way able to send any type of donation, you can go ahead and hit me up on my website at theambermayshow.com, and you can donate through PayPal, or you can just write me in. You can write me at 5162, that's P.O. Box 5162, Peoria, Arizona 85385, that's Peoria 85385, P.O. Box 5162. I had a listener email me, and if there's something going on in your life that you want me to pray for, or maybe you just want some guidance or not sure what the Bible says about something, hit me up on my email, and you can email me at amber@ambermayshow.com. And I thought it was quite interesting, because the more I really thought about what my listener was going through, it kind of hit me like a ton of bricks that the command that Jesus asks us to love our enemies is actually really difficult when you are put in that position where you have to love your enemies. So here's the situation. This listener had a family member that called them. They had just gotten out of the hospital. They sounded desperate. They sounded like they were unsure about their situation living wise, and they really needed help. This individual is one of those people that have burned out everybody in the family, but because my listener is a believer in Christ, when someone asked for their help, they felt like they needed to do that to show the love of Jesus, even though inside they didn't want to do it. So they let this person in, and the person did nothing for the whole month except sleep all day, lay around and sleep all day, never tried to. And by this time, they've been discharged. They're feeling better. But they would watch TV all day, lay around all day, didn't want to help at all. Not wanting to help with dishes, not help with cooking, not help with chores. Keep in mind, this person doesn't have a job and is on the listener's salary 100%, is living off of them basically. And what my listener told me was they wanted to get this individual back on their feet, be self-sufficient, and they thought since they were close in age, they would have a great opportunity to really show the love of Jesus and witness and possibly peer pressure him into doing what he needs to do, because the Bible says if you don't work, you don't eat, and that was the curse of Adam. He was going to eat by the sweat of his brow. This individual really has been lazy his whole life, but thought maybe this opportunity would give him a chance to get on his feet. Well, they talked to him. July started rolling around and still wasn't doing much, wasn't leaving the house, didn't want to help himself. He brought a lot of stink into their house, I guess is what it sounded like. The house got really smelly once he moved in for whatever reason. I don't really know. It wasn't clear. But he ended up slowly started doing chores, but he would make a lot of excuses and didn't really want to help. Long story short, several months went by. He finally started getting out and about using their transportation, which was a bike, and went around to start getting paperwork done and things that he needed to get done. But then his old pattern started up again, and he broke the transportation and he trashed the room he was staying in, and he started watching TV all day, and they've gone through a lot of deaths in the family, didn't help out. So basically he used them. And that's really hurtful when you put yourself out there and you're really helping somebody. And all they do is turn around and use you. You get angry. You get upset. I could only imagine what this person would have felt like if I was them. And I've known friends who have been them. And I have been in this situation before. So I can totally relate. And when Jesus says, pray for those who despitefully use you, he's talking about the Beatitudes in Matthew chapter 5. And you can also find this in Luke chapter 6. That's easier said than done. When you read this in the Bible that God said, Jesus says, love your enemies, pray for those who despitefully use you, or pray for those who mistreat you, or pray for those who hurt you, or pray for those who abuse you. It's not easy because the inside of you just wants to wish bad things upon them, and you want to pray for bad things to happen. And here's the difference. The only way that we can actually do this is because we have the Holy Spirit inside of us. There are things that once we become a Christian, we realize that in and of ourselves, we can't do it without God. It's going to take Jesus, the Holy Spirit, dwelling inside of us to help us carry out the commands that God gave us. This is a commandment. Pray for those who despitefully use you. Pray for those who mistreat you. Bless those who curse you. Wow, I've been at a work situation where the people at work were nasty, and I had to pray for them because that's what was commanded of me. And my listener said, I didn't know what to pray for. Can you help me with how can I pray for this person? Because inside, there's nothing inside of me that wants to pray. So I would say you have to start at baby steps. And the best way I could say the baby step would be is say, hey, Lord Jesus, I don't know how to pray for this person. I'm hurt inside, I'm upset inside, and I don't know how I can effectively pray for them. Lord, you know what they need. I lay it in your hands. Start there. Start somewhere small. And then the next time you pray it, pray like that, and then add something to it. So let's say you want them to be successful in life. You want them to actually take care of themselves. That's what your desire is. So maybe the next step is, God, I just want you to open his eyes or her eyes or whoever's eyes to the way they have been mistreating people, and open their eyes to see how hurt people are that are helping them. And Lord, help them to want to be better and to have that desire in themselves to provide for themselves. And then pray next time, maybe that if they're not saved, that they'll be saved. Pray and it just start building a snowball like that. Because at first, you're angry, you're upset. Nobody likes to be treated badly. And if it's a family member and you're opening your home up, and that's a private thing, opening your home up and having someone live off of you financially. And this writer said that this individual would eat an entire thing of whatever they bought for groceries to go with their lunches, and they wouldn't share, and they didn't even help out with their groceries. And I could just imagine how expensive it would be if they were there all the time and you have to run electricity. And the writer said their behavior was very erratic. They would come and go at all hours of the night, and they would call you in the middle of the night telling you to take them to get prescriptions when they had all day to get it done, and very, very unkind things. And you would get frustrated. And I felt so bad for my friend because A, I've seen friends in the situation, and B, I've been in that situation. So I can feel for you. And I didn't want to disclose the name, but I'm hoping that that will help you. It's not easy, and you don't realize how much you need Jesus and the Holy Spirit to help you with some of these commandments, because there's nothing inside of me. I'm sure there's nothing inside of you, because we're both fallen human beings, that would make me want to pray for someone who was using me and mistreating me. And because I've been there and done that, I'm kind of angry that it's happening to you. But at the same time, that person's a sinner just like you and I. The difference is we're relying on the Holy Spirit. And the fact that you reached out is amazing. And congratulations for reaching out and saying, how do I follow what God asked me to do? How do I pray for someone I really don't want to pray for? And I would just say, start out small and just let God know and tell him how you feel every day. tell God how you feel. And tell him the things you want to see that person change into to be a better person. Because the heart that I'm reading when I read that email was that you just want this person to have a successful life. I'm not getting the fact that you want bad things to happen. I'm hearing from you that you want good things for this person. But just right now, personally, you feel beaten up a little bit and you feel used, and that never feels good. So I hope that helped you, and I hope that helps some of my listeners out there. Hey, if you have a question like this, you just want to know where's a good starting point, or what do you do in this situation, I want to help you out. I want to be there for you. I want this show to impact you. I try and sit before God and ask God, hey, how are these shows affecting people? God, how can I make these shows impact someone to where their life changing, or at least there's an aha moment, or that there's something that you get out of it? Because I don't want to just talk to hear myself talk. Anyone could do that. I'm just wasting your time at that point. I want to do something impactful. So if I can help you in any way, email me. And you can email me at amber@ambermayshow.com. That's amber@ambermayshow.com. Also, hey, if you want to see this program grow, I could really use the help. So go ahead and hit a donate and the donate button on my website, or write me at P.O. Box 5162, Peoria, Arizona 85385. And you know what? To my listener who wrote me, I would just say dwell on Matthew chapter 5 right now. It talks about, you know, adultery and how painful that would be, and maybe you've been cheated on. And what does the Bible say about that? It talks about divorce. It talks about being salt and light. And that's what I want to talk about on the next episode, because someone else had wrote me and just not so much as a question, but as an expression of how they felt. And I thought it would be a good topic. So write me today. I want to hear from you. I don't know if you're listening or not out there. So I'd like to hear from you and find out what your thoughts are. So again, my email address is amber@ambermayshow.com. Check me out on the web at theambermayshow.com. And remember, instead of thinking about number one, just yourself, think about number two, somebody else, because eventually number two will look out for you.
Ladies, if you're waiting to buy the new Shape-Ups, now's your chance when you visit footlocker.com and use promo code AFAMBER3. When you visit footlocker.com and use promo code AFAMBER3, you will save 10% off any order of $50 or more. We all need shoes, and now we can save money thanks to footlocker.com and the promo code AFAMBER3.
Hi, it's Amber May, and I am personally inviting you to join me each Thursday and Friday afternoon on your way home from work at 5:45 p.m. because we talk about life issues from a biblical perspective, and I want you to be a part of that conversation. So join me 5:45 p.m. on Thursdays and Fridays. Hey, I have an app for your smartphone now, and you can find out that app on my website at ambermayshow.com. So download my app at ambermayshow.com and join me on Thursdays and Fridays at 5:45 p.m.